8:32, and joining me on Quick Slant this morning now, the regional coordinator for the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri, Darren White. Been a couple of months since we checked in with the Food Bank to see how we can help out. And Darren, you got a couple things you want to talk about and get on our mind here today. And let's begin with Kids Helping Kids Day. And has that taken place, or is it coming up?
Well, it's coming up this Saturday, actually. So we still have some opportunities to be able to get signed up to attend it. And for those that don't know about it, but Kids Helping Kids Day is simply a day where children can make a difference in the community. Come to the food bank, help pack buddy packs is actually what they are doing. They're packing food for other kids. So hence the name Kids Helping Kids Day. They're here packing buddy packs to help other kids that are in need. So children ages 4 to 12 are invited with their parents to come. And again, they're packing buddy packs. And also with that day, you get a tour of the food bank, and you get a visit from Buddy, the food bank's mascot, as well. And we have two shifts. So we got 9 to 11 in the morning shift and another from 12 to noon, or excuse me, 12 to 2 o'clock that day. So a couple opportunities to be able to come out to be able to support this. And it's like I said before, this is a quarterly event, so 4 times a year this is taking place. So if you got plans this weekend and you can't make it this Saturday, I do encourage you to come get scheduled up for one of those, because it is a great opportunity, again, to be able to help out the many kids that the food bank's serving on a weekly basis through the Buddy Pack program. Mm-hmm.
They may even be helping one of their own classmates,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and we're serving 7,500 kids approximately each and every week throughout our 32 counties with the Buddy Pack program. So, yeah, there's many kids that are in need. And again, this is just a great opportunity to be able to help those kids.
And create a mindset of serving, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And it's a great feeling to be able to know that you're helping out, you know, like you said, maybe your classmate. And you can get, I can mention here, to get signed up or to learn more information, you can simply call the food bank and speak with Melanie Lake. And her direct line is 573-447-6609. Or you can give her an email. It's MelanieL@sharefoodbringhope.org. And she can answer all your questions and get you signed up for that event.
All right, sounds good. So you would prefer sign up in advance, right, rather than just show up?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you need to sign up to make sure we have the room. I believe the morning shift is almost full, and the afternoon has a couple spots left. So, but definitely be able to call and let us know and get you RSVP there.
All right. Darren White is our guest, regional coordinator for the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Stamp Out Hunger is coming up. Darren, when is that?
Yeah, Stamp Out Hunger is on May 11th, and it's a great opportunity as well to be able to help out your local community. It's an event where the food bank, we partner with post offices throughout our 32-county service area, and it's actually a national event that post offices participate in. But for our area, the food banks, 32 counties, we help support. And it's where you will be receiving the week of, leading up to the day of the May 11th, a bag in your mailbox that you're encouraged to put food in the day of. And the postal carriers will come around and pick that up. And also with volunteers, will be around picking that up. And then that food goes to your local pantry to help out the many in need. The Moberly area collected about 5,000 pounds of food last year, so that's a great mark, and hopefully we can hit that mark again this year. And also within those bags, we have remit envelopes where you can give funding if you would like. And, of course, with the food bank's purchasing power of $1 to $21 worth of groceries, we can really stretch your dollar. So I encourage you to be able to help out either way. And there's no excuse. You know, it's this easy way to be able to help out. You don't have to leave your house. You can just put some food by your mailbox, and we pick it up. So I encourage folks to help us out with that.
All right. We get this question sometimes. What about rural areas too, or is it more in communities, or where?
We they are in rural areas as well. So rural and the residential. So bags will be sent out throughout all those areas.
All right. If you don't receive a bag, can you contact your post office, or what would you suggest, Aaron?
Yeah, if you don't receive a bag, I would encourage you just use your. You can use your own bag, and it'll still be picked up. We all have several plastic bags that we get from the grocery stores and stuff. So just grab one, throw in some food, and that can be picked up as well. So you don't necessarily need the bag that's delivered, but it's just for convenience to make it easier.
All right. What's the date on that again?
Yeah, it's May 11th.
May 11th, so we can put that on our calendar.
Mother's Day weekend, Saturday before Mother's Day.
Easy way to remember that. All right, Darren, so a couple of good events that we can get involved in to help stamp out hunger in our listening area. Folks would like more information about the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. If they'd like to contribute to the Buddy Pack program, what is some contact information?
Yeah, you can always contact the Food Bank. So our number is 573-474-1020. You can always check us out on our website at sharefoodbringhope.org, and we can answer any questions that you may have, or you can contact me directly. Ask for Darren White, and I can answer any questions that you might have. We can set up direct deposit, or direct withdrawal to support the program, or we can work with you however. So it's $180 for one child, so anything that you're able to do doesn't have to be $180, but that's the amount that it takes to support one child for the whole school year. We can do whatever. So just give us a call, and we can answer whatever questions you might have.
Darren, thanks for coming on with us, and hopefully folks will pitch in and help out.
Hopefully so. I do hope so. There's so many people in need, and throughout the food bank service area, 1 in 6 individuals are in need, and 1 in 5 are kids. So, and it seems to continue to grow. So I do encourage folks to be able to help us out, partner with us to fight hunger.
Darren White is the regional coordinator for the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri here on Quicksland this morning.